United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Roger Pryor introducing another in the weekly series of transcribed feature programs known as Guest Star. Brought to you by this station and the United States Savings Bonds as a public service. It comes to you at this time each week as a pleasant reminder that you can safeguard your future with the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. And now here she is, our guest star, radio star, screen star, recording artist, one of the outstanding stars of the operatic stage, Miss Risa Stevens. Miss Stevens opens our program today with Jerome Kern's The Song Is You. That was beautiful. Jerome Kern certainly left us some wonderful songs.
He left us rich with melody, Roger. And all of them are songs that singers love to sing.
You know, Risa, that gives me an idea for even a better introduction. I should have said, Ladies and gentlemen, we present Miss Risa Stevens, who loves to sing.
And nothing could be nicer. In fact, Roger, with your permission, I'll use your introduction right now.
How's that?
I'll say, ladies and gentlemen, we present Mr. Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, musicians who love to play, especially lovely songs like Franz Lehár's Yours Is My Heart Alone.
Without meaning to dismiss you and the boys abruptly, again we come to the beautiful subject at hand, Miss Risa Stevens.
Roger, you sound like one of those inquiring reporters.
Exactly what I am, Risa. In fact, I have a list of questions here about 10 feet long with which to inquire, and they're all about you.
I'll answer the first one right off. Yes, I began my career at the age of 10 as a so-called youthful prima donna and on a children's radio program.
Yes, in 1936, you shattered that tradition of traditions by turning down a contract to sing at the Metropolitan. Miss Risa Stevens, the question is, why?
And the reply is simple. I simply didn't have enough experience. Next question.
Well, what'd you do about it?
I went to Europe for a lot more study and training, and then at the opera house in Prague, I sang the title role of Mignon. The following winter, that was 1938, I made my New York debut at the Metropolitan in the same part I'd sung in Prague, Mignon.
And from then on, more exciting roles at the Metropolitan, radio appearances, concert engagements, and at last, Hollywood and motion pictures. Now you've got your own radio program, too, and a swell show it is, Risa.
Thank you again, Roger. In a way, radio is my first love, and I always come back to it.
And believe me, Risa, we're always happy to have you back. And now, for a pretty please, may we hear another pretty song?
All right, Roger. I'd like to sing one of my favorite songs, the theme song of my Family Hour program, Bless This House.
That's a wonderful song. I don't wonder that you selected it for your theme on your own radio program.
The thought that's back of it is what's most important, Roger. There's no finer subject for a song than the American home. That's why I was glad to sing it on a program which deals with the security of every home in America.
Check. For the financial security that protects every home and every family is safest when the family funds are placed in United States savings bonds. And it's all so easy and automatic, too, thanks to the payroll savings plan.
And the bond-a-month plan, Roger. I buy my bonds that way. So let me join in the chorus of those who say, for real financial security, buy United States savings bonds. They're an investment in your own country. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Risa Stevens, and thank you for a fine performance. You've heard another of a series of transcribed programs known as Guest Star, brought to you each week by this station and the United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our thanks again to today's guest star, Miss Risa Stevens. Tune in next week, friends, for another fine show. Meanwhile, this is Roger Pryor reminding you that United States Savings Bonds are a fine investment.